Okay, fine. Fine. So we were dealing last week with Chiddush Ha'Olam, that the yesod of all the imuna we have is Chiddush Ha'Olam, and that there's two nakudas. I just want to go over that again. There's two aspects of that. Why that's so important, this concept of that the yesod of our imuna is rooted in Chiddush Ha'Olam. The first one is Kapshute Shema Ya'olam Kadmoin. If the world pre-existed, then it comes out that there's a Metzias that exists besides Hashem, Chas V'Chalila. The world always existed, and then the Hashemzia, then there's two first causes, which is impossible. Whoever that first cause is, there has to be a first cause. Something. If you see something finite, there has to be something that came before that. So, if the world always existed and Hashem always existed, then you have an impossible situation. Oh, there you are. We were wondering if you would make it. Okay, we're just summarizing a bit what happened last week. Let me just get rid of that background noise. Sorry, one second. Okay.
I'm glad the background noise is not missiles.
Yeah, no, Baruch Hashem, whatever, or Arab shooting, or who knows what. It's out of control. Mamash, terrible. Anyhow, we have to learn. We have the best weapon in the world. We have Baruch Hashem. There's a chesed. We can still learn. We can sit and learn. Wonderful chesed. No matter what's going on, Baruch Hashem, we can still get together and learn. It's a big chesed. Again, the why imuna is the why chiddush ha'olam is the yesod of all our imuna, and without chiddush ha'olam the imuna doesn't start bichlal. The first one is because if the world always existed, that means it wasn't mechudash. Then there's two things that were kadmoin. There's two things that pre-exist. That's impossible. Chas v'chalila, you can't have the world always existed and Hashem. You can't have two first sources. If you track something back, you have to always get back to the first source. There has to be something that started this. Something finite has to have a start. I'm not going to say that's infinite. Something that's infinite doesn't have a start. You can't have two infinite things. That's minei or bayestira. You can't have two things that are infinite. Infinite means there is nothing else. If the world always existed, then there's a problem. Okay, that's number one. And just one second, that was the first one. Oh, and that's the second one. Second one is that in Chiddush Ha'olam, that's the whole yesod of Yichud. Because if something's infinite, then there is nothing else. Not that there's this and there isn't something else. It means this is everything. But that's kind of what we focused on. Let's take a little bit forward. I mean, there's a basic things that we all know and we all have somewhere, but we never stop to actually analyze them carefully. And of course, we have to bring them back to Shabbos, because Shabbos ultimately is Eichel Ma'aseh Bereishis, and we'll see why how that fits in. But first, we have to understand the importance of this thing called Chiddush Ha'olam, and where we're in conflict with the rest of the world on this. We'll see the entire world doesn't agree with this. The whole of Christianity is based on the exact hafuch of this. We'll see, and it leads to many ramifications. So on Mem Hey, in paragraph base, v'nei chachma yavon va'aristo b'roisham. Aristotle wasn't some kind of a troublemaking fool. The Rambam says that Aristotle reached the highest level of logic that a human being can attain. Without Torah, of course. He never had Torah. With Torah, you can go much higher. But Aristotle was no one's idiot. The Rambam himself says that he was unbelievably giant in human logic. So they held Sha'olam hu kodmoy v'lo mechudash. Well, the world wasn't created. The world always was. Always existed. The Darshu Chazal in Breshis Rabbah, Chazal learned like this, al pasuk. It says, v'choshech al pnei atohim, zo malchus yavon. It was darkness. It was malchus yavon. Malchus yavon is darkness. Sheze ha'choshech ha'miti v'yesod l'kol kfira. That's that's genuine darkness. There's a bit of light missing, so it's a bit dark. That is the essence of darkness. And that's the sort of all kvira. The sort of all kvira is this philosophy of Malchus, of Yavon. But Tanoson al Kadmus Oilam Ayisa, their taina that the world always was, Dina chinami. Vada shaloilam nifla kazu abnui betochnit noira. Ubachochma ein sofis yesh yaitze. Listen to this. This world, for sure, there's no way that a world like this, that is so well planned and so much chochma, infinite chochma, has something that made it. Okay? It's Kadmon, it always was, but somebody made it. Okay? You're seeing the problem already. Elish is sovereign, but to also, but the error they made was that they held Sheba Oilam Haya Boira. V'ito yosoidus kadmoinim shehem osa oilam. Isaac, you know how you understand this. Well, what he's saying is that always there was a creator, and with him were the foundations, the pre-existing foundations with which he made the world. The kofru begomo shel yesh mi'ayin. What they held is that all the raw materials for the world always existed. And the boira just took them and was yaitse them, was osa them. There was no boira, there was no bria, what we call boira is yesh mi'ayin, yeah? There was no bria yesh mi'ayin. The boira, whoever that is, according to them, took what existed and just put it all together, but everything existed before. There was no chidish ha'olam, no yesh mi'ayin. Chasam Sofer uses a marshal to explain this error. Le'echad v'atzel shelo. We have somebody and he has a shadow, right? Everyone has a shadow. She'amlam emes ha'dover she'atzel mishave mikoichoy. It's true that the shade does exist, does function because of my koyach. Avol kol zman shu nimtze atzel itoy. As long as he exists, the shade is there. Kach sav Aristotle, she tamid hayo lokim ima yetzirei shenas mikoyche. That's what Aristotle held. Like the shadow, calls man that Hashem was around, the world, the materials for the world were all around as well. He just played with them and did different things with them, but they were always there. Like you and your shadow. Calls man, you're around, your shadow's around. If you disappear, your shadow disappears. The world, Hashem was around, and the world was around, and it was like Hashem was working with pre-existing materials. Not that Hashem was all there ever was, and he created Yesh Me'ayin, this impossible. You understand why they don't want to go there, because it's impossible to go there. To go to Yesh Me'ayin is impossible, because if everything's all one and it's all infinite, then there's no room for anything else. We grapple with that mystery. It's called the Tzimtzum. We grapple with that story. Well, they couldn't grapple with it, so they didn't go there. Much easier just to say that always existed. And Hashem always existed, and Hashem put it all together, what already existed. Doesn't sound so terrible, no? Doesn't sound like it made itself, and it and there's no Hashem, and it doesn't sound so horrific. It's a very subtle, at their level, at Aristotle's level, when he was vikuchim with Yiryahu HaNavi, it doesn't look like it looks like today. Subtle, but that was their mistake, and you'll see the ramifications of that mistake are horrific. Vazela Shoina Akeda Sham, we brought them from the Balakeda. We saw he says like this in Tsachinuyim Shehukba Belivova, with a few little changes. That's all he says. It was Tsachinuyim, a few little differences that got established in their hearts, the Koifrim. In the sugya of chidush, shehishpa hamushpa miito yisberach hayu al derech hachiyuv ka'or min hashemesh ukemuskal min haseichel. We'll see what that means now. You have light comes out of the sun, and you have seichel. You have ideas that come out of the seichel in a positive way. Shehishpia hu lo so b'shum zman ba'olam. Sorry, shehashefa hahu. Lo saw b'shum zman ba'olam ki ma hamoneya mehashefa zois umze chayev lehem loyim shemetzias olam hayishov lemetziusoy v'kadman kodmusoy ein hefresh b'nayim. Okay, this is very complicated. This has to be taken apart slowly. This is like a rush pull. This is not. There's a more. Trying to see what he's talking about. He's trying to show you where the subtle difference between them and us slips in. She'ashefa hamushpa mi'ito yisparach. The shefa that Hashem bestows, the flow that comes from Hashem, is what's called a derech hachiyuv, in a positive way. Like what? Like the sun, the light comes out of the sun. The light isn't different from the sun. There's a light that comes from the sun. There's ideas, intelligence that comes out of intellect. And that doesn't go away. It always is there. Kolzman, there's a sun, there's light. Wasn't that there was a sun and then the sun created light? There was light coming out of the sun. Kolzman, there was a sun, there was light. And therefore they say that the Metzius of the world is the same as the one that brought it into Metzius. The Kadmon Kadmoine, and the world was there the same way as the Boira was always there. And there's no difference between them. Rak Bashehu is Barach Hasiba Umo'ilam Kula HaMasoive, that Hashem is the cause, and they are the causality that goes around him, the same way as the light is the causality of the sun that causes the light. Obemshech mafarav shama akeda. So Shagam Malkei Tzedek Hoshov Khan. If you want to find the root of this going back into Chumash, you'll see that Malkei Tzedek could have been Shem, no? Wasn't Malkei Tzedek was Shem, no? Malkei Tzedek was Koyin Lekel El Yoin. Well, that they say was Shem. Shem was Malkei Tzedek. Okay. But that's what he thought as well. He was the one that used that expression, Koine Shemaim Va'aret, not the way we use it, Koine Hakol. Shelo Ama Boire or Yoitze, Ela Koine. He never said Hashem was Boire Ha'olam or Yoitze Ha'olam. No, it was Koine. Kamo Kinyan, Hadavek, Labaila, Vayori, Luvaluyi, Parid Mimenu. The same way as you have a Kinyan, you own something, it's part of you now. Now you and it walk together. Again, the marshal of the light and the sun is ma'od. You have a sun, and the sun creates light. But it wasn't that there was no light before, now the sun makes light. There was a sun and there was light. And yeah, the sun causes the light, but not because he was making anything new. The light was always there. That's hard for us to get ahead around it, because there's that's what they held. Okay, that's not 100% clear, because it's hard to understand Aristotle. We're not trained to learn Aristotle. We're trained to learn other things. Well, that's what Aristotle held. Okay, so we're not big philosophers, us, you and me. And I'm not, for sure not. So let's see what that has to do with us and see how that contradicts us and where we go with that. I mean, just very pashtus, it contradicts us straight away, because we know that Hashem was everything. Hashem was Kadmon, and he created the world, Yeshmiyayin. There wasn't a concept of, it's like going back to our marshal. There was a sun and there was no light. And then the sun said, Vayihi Or, and there was light. It wasn't that there was always light because the sun was always here. No, there was Hashem, and Hashem was everything, and there was nothing else other than him. And then he said, Vayihi Or, and there was light. Then the world came into being. But the world, since it has a beginning, also has an end. One of the ramifications of Greek thinking is that the world can never end. We'll see now as well, if you think about it, do a little bit of thinking of ourselves. If you go with the Greek thought process, nothing can ever change either. Because Hashem can't change, correct? Something that's infinite can't change. What's going to change into it is already everything. Change means I go from something that I'm not into something that I'm going to be, or I go from a place where I'm not, where I am, to a place where I'm not. But you can't say that about Hashem, because he's everything and he's everywhere and he's everything. So nothing can change there. But if you paskin like the Greeks, then the world also is like that. The world also was always there. So it can't change. Nothing can change. You can't change. I can't change. And that's the sort of the whole of Catholicism. The whole of Christianity is based on the fact that you can't change. If you need the Messiah to come along and do everything to mischappa for you, because you can't do it. You're lost. You're a lost soul. There's nothing you can do. You sinned and now there's no way out of it. So you need him to come along and redeem you. We say that until you do tshuva, there's no redeemer coming. you want a redeemer? You better do tshuva. Tshuva means I have to change. But if you can't change, how's it going to work? One of the major ramifications that came out of Greek thinking was you can't change. You know, so there's Bayagadol. We'll see now as well. Okay. V'im hayekach, if it is so, she'anivroim kadmoinim k'moisei v'noitzru b'teva v'hechreach mikoicha yisparach, if it's true that everything that creations, pre-existing creations like Hashem, and they were formed naturally and perforce via Hashem's koyach, hareyu she'yef she'yishtana seda hanimtsoim lo b'klalam v'lo b'prata. It means nothing can change. Not the general principles and not the individual ideas. Nothing can change. Same as Hashem can't change. That's why they never davened. Like the tzaddikim went and davened. Because the world's just fixed, that's what it is. Same as Hashem's fixed and can't change. The world is fixed and can't change. So there was no point in davening. There was no point in talking to Hashem. What are you going to do? Are you going to change? There's nothing to change. You're locked into what you call karma or fate. That's it. You're locked into the cycle of life and death, and they're all finished. There's no way out of that. It creates miserable societies.
But for them, what is the purpose of the world if we cannot change it? Why we are here? What is the purpose of the world?
We have to go study them then. I'm satan fachet to go study about Zora. Good. It depends. All the different religions made some different kind of a path out of it. The Christians took this thing that the Messiah will come and he'll take us to the good new world and everything will be good because he suffered for us kind of thing. So they would joke how they get around all the kashas on that. I'm saying, but that's what they say. The Eastern more religions are based more on just this ongoing cycle of karma. You just keep coming back and you suffer and you do and whatever. And then eventually you get to some kind of enlightenment where you become one with everything. That's what they say. That the purpose is. The purpose is to become enlightened, to become one with the universe. Or something like that. But there's nothing much you can do about it. You can just kind of like stick around and wait and hope for the best. And just keep being reincarnated and reincarnated until somehow means it all has an element of truth. You'll see all the sheker has to have some truth in it. We also have Gilgul Neshamas. We also have this concept of you come back until you get it right. They're just tired of that. There's nothing you can really do about it. It's all fatal. It's like fatalistic. The whole of fatalism is based on this. You do whatever you do, but at the end, there's no real accountability. There's no real responsibility. And then it's the Christians, you can't do it. So someone else will take care of it for you. I mentioned that the other day in the morning, you know, when the Christian, it's in almost every movie you have the scene, you know, where the murderer comes to the church and then the priest is sitting behind a screen, and the guy says, "Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned," and the guy says, "Okay, put $10 in the pot and do some gucci gucci's and off you go." Yeah, you never ever once saw in a scene ever where the guy turned around and said, "But one second, that's the third time you've been here this week. Like, maybe you want to do something about this." You know, you keep doing the same thing, you know. Well, maybe let's see. Maybe I can send you, you know, I've got a referral, I can send you for therapy, maybe I can send you, yeah, we can maybe don't you want to do something about it? You never ever saw that scene. Why not? Because that scene doesn't exist. There's nothing you can do about it. All you can do is maybe bribe the gods, you know, put some money in the pot and you know, and I'll sprinkle some holy water on you, we'll do some gucci gucci's and then maybe hopefully, you know, the problem will go away. But that I can change. You know, we say it's very interesting. It's not our subject, but just some of the ramifications. We say, "Uvolat Zion Goel ulushavya pesha mi Yaakov." A redeemer will come to Zion, and to those who return from sin of v'shava pesha mi Yaakov, and the those that return from sin, those that do tshuva, the members of Yaakov that do tshuva, the redeemer will come to those that do tshuva. Yeah. The St. James version of the Bible doesn't translate it like that. A Volitz and Gola Redeemer will come to Zion and redeem those people of Jacob or whatever, of Jacob, will redeem the members of Jacob. But you can't redeem yourself. Our concept is Mashiach's not coming till we do tshuva. their story is Mashiach will come and sort of do tshuva for us because we can't do it ourselves. The sort of that mistake is in Ya, is in Olam Kadmon, that the world always exists. And there's a bayra on exactly how they deal with that stira, I don't know. And you know, I'm scared to learn too much. Yeah, could be also even to learn their philosophies. Well, that's what Aristotle held. Okay. Where do we get up to here? Just 1 second. Oh. There was going on until Avram came along. And the word of Hashem came to Avram. V'sham hadbichu ala zera asher gozer lefi itstagnunusoy shehu iriri mitevoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avram and promises him that he's going to have children. Even though there was Gzeira from the astrology or whatever, which has a cube, astrology is real. It's not some imagination. It mamash works. Those that are locked into it are locked into it. We're above it, but the Umus HaOlam are locked into it. So he, Avram Avinu, is barren, miteva. He can't have children. Ainot HaKelim. Sarah also didn't have a womb. Va'omalo habet nom shamayma. Perceive the heavens. Look up to the heavens. V'amru chachomim, she'alu l'male mi'akipa. He took Avram above the heavens. V'amalo tso me'atzidhu ha'itstigninus shelcha. Go out of your limitations of being bound by the astrologies. V'ra'akorosh bochu, Avram esayemes, and he showed him the truth. She'ateva shapi yoichel ishtanois, that the nature can change. Nature is not locked into anything. Nature is just the Rotzon Hashem. And if Hashem wants to have a different Rotzon, he'll have a different Rotzon. Shenu Kodmon Kamoisis Barach, because the world's not Kodmon, that's not pre-existing like Hashem's pre-existing. Elehem Chudush Mimene Chidush Gomo. Everything we see and perceive is Chidush Gomo. There was never a shmek of this before Hashem walled it into existence. Today the world looks like this, and tomorrow it looks like this. That's where it's written that Avram was ma'amin b'Hashem and was considered l'tztoka. Sha'amin shebo akol b'tztoka b'rotzon Yisrael v'lo k'minhag ha'tevi. Because a person understands that everything in the world is chesed, it's tztoka from Hashem. Because nothing just pre-existed naturally. Everything we have is a matana from Hashem. Kulu tztoka. So that was Avram was ma'amin b'Hashem. I mean, not in the existence of Hashem. The Greeks also believed in the existence of Hashem. It was Mami, but what we mean by Hashem, by Ra'ilo, but there was nothing before him. Now, that means that the world can change. The Nefesh HaChaim says, since Hashem's recreating the world every moment, because he has to keep willing it into existence. He didn't will it into existence and now he disappears. Like you build a house, and then you leave. The house carries on existing. You just took pre-existing material and formed it into a house. But when Hashem creates a house, he creates it yesh miayin. Means he's willing it into existence. If he stops thinking about it, it ceases to exist. Because it only exists because he's creating it yesh miayin every second. We don't see it that way, by the way. It happens too quickly. We don't see the world destroyed, rebuilt. We see it's like a film. I think I mentioned that last week. I don't know who was here last week even. Shmuel was here last week. Eli, you weren't here last week. And Elo Zocher, keep muddling up. But anyway, we said that last week. It's like watching a movie. When you watch a movie, it just looks like one ongoing picture. But it's not. It's little broken pieces that are being mechudashed each time the frame goes past the light.
I wasn't there, but I still heard this year.
Oh, okay, good. So you heard that, Marshall, last week. No, I'm just... I know I was here because I guess I was here. But I don't remember being here. Anyway. So that's
our world is changing rapidly.
Yeah. But I'm saying it's changing not because it's just that's the natural flow of the world. It's changing because that's what Hashem's willing into existence at each new moment. That means if God forbid somebody's sick and there's no cure, Hashem can create the new world in the next second where there is a cure. And we saw that. There was a world where there was no antibiotics, and suddenly there's a world where there was antibiotics. So where did the antibiotics come from? Louis Pasteur's bread that went green? It was a Kosh Bohu who willed it into the world. There was a woman in Eretz Israel who got the first shot of penicillin. She was dying. She was a goner. She had very bad pneumonia. I remember seeing her name even. It was a well-known miser. And the doctor said, there's no hope. There's nothing they can do for her. And the next day, the first dose of penicillin arrived in Israel. And she got the first shot and she was alive. The whole yom oisit tomid masa breishis. The new breishis here. So that's some of the outcome of that. Let's just go back to what he was saying. So that was Avraham Avinu. That was the beginning of a new world. Up to Avraham Avinu, even Malchitzedek was no lightweight, but he also made this mistake. Avraham Avinu was shown Shakol Yesh Miayin. That means there's nothing in the world other than Hashem. And therefore, everything we have is kudu chesed, kudu stocker from Hashem. Umata kol matzias, what's the tamak? Let's just finish with this. Umata kol matzias hashabbos mare al chidush. What Shabbos does is it expresses the chidush. Shema isi etzira mechayeves umetzivois mimenu yisparach velo bo barotzen ubechira. If the world was just imperative, it was forced, it had to be. The same way as light shines out of the sun. You can't stop that. That just has to be. And it didn't come because of the rotzen and the bechira of Hashem. Kva kol seder hayetzira lo yoichel ishtanot vegam lo yoichel lishbois. The world, number one, can't change. Okay, we dealt with that. But also it can't rest. Can't stop. If something always was, it always will be. There's no way to stop it. The same as Hashem always was, he always will be. He's not going to go away. Something that has a start has an end. So if you have a Shabbos which says Lishbois, I mean, this must have started somewhere, otherwise it's not Shaykh Lishbois. The world has an order of formation and I don't know how you translate these words. Don't know how to translate those words. I'm not going to even try. Kmo shahaya bitchile kach yelo oilam. Uleze bo iden ashvisa. That's what Shabbos is coming to tell you. The world just was the way it always was. That's the way it's always going to be. Sheze ha-maise breishis nigva b'psak. Maise breishis has an end. This is coming to testify, not like the Greeks. We'll see when you get up and say Vayechulu Hashemayim. How can you say Vayechulu Hashemayim? The Shemayim always was. It's always going to be. How can you say Vayechulu? Vayechulu Hashemayim? Yevsha. Impossible according to them. No. We say Vayechulu Hashemayim. What does that mean? Hashem created the world. Yeshmayim. Chidush Oilo. Marash Ike Yetzire Mitchila Loi Sebeteve Vehechra. You're coming to testify. And Shabbos shows that the world doesn't just always was and had to be. Ele Chidush Gomo Mimeni Yisparach. It's a yesh mi'ayin completely from Hashem, with all the ramifications of that. If he wants to create, he creates it. If he wants to end it, he ends it. If he wants to throw it up, he throws it up. If he wants to throw it down, he throws it down. V'inyan Shabbos, that's Shabbos. Psika v'shvisa b'maisa breishis u'mitzira so'elom. The end and the resting of maisa breishis and from forming the world. If you see the world ending, it must be that it started. Where did it start? From the Ratzon of Hashem. And that's the Yisod of Shabbos. And there we'll see, Metz Hashem, next week, we'll pick up and we'll see why it is that that Shabbos is the whole Yisod of Aymunah. Without Shabbos, nothing starts. Somebody can keep all the mitzvahs, Machal Shabbos, what do we call him? Machal Shabbos. Somebody's breaking all the mitzvahs. He's not exactly the frumous guy in town, but he keeps Shabbos. He's a Shomer Shabbos. We call him a Shomer Shabbos. That's the definition of what a Jew is. Why? Call him a loivish tefillin. He wears tefillin. He doesn't do anything, but he wears tefillin. So call him he's an aneich tefillin. He's a tefillin guy. Or he doesn't wear shatness or whatever. Pick one of the other mitzvahs. Lama Shabbos, they connected kola yasod shel kola imunah shelan. Without Shabbos, nothing starts. Because without Shabbos, you're back to being Aristotle. With this world, you just come in a goylam. You're back to, you reverse out of reality if you don't have Shabbos. That's why Kol HaBrocha, and it's the yisod of Kol HaAmuna of ours. This yisod, Vayichulu. One second, what do you mean Vayichulu? It couldn't stop, it always was. Vayichulu, it stops. It means it must have started. How did it start? Now you're into the whole understanding of Kol HaAmunas Yisrael, that everything is Hashem, and everything that we see is Ratzon Hashem. There's no teva. Nothing works just haphazardly. Hakol mechushban, hakol mutuchnan. Everything's unbelievably cheshboned out. It leads to other kashas. If it's like that, where's there room for bechira? Okay, good. Now you're into the sugya. Without Shabbos, absolutely nothing starts. Nothing. Because Shabbos is that testimony that we testify to every week that there's chidush ha'olam. With all the unbelievable ramifications of Yesh Miayin. Without that, there's mamash, nothing starts. Then we're not even good Christians. There's nothing. That's why Shabbos Machal Shabbos doesn't really have Shaychus. Mumala Shabbos, Mumala Kolitura Kulay. Someone doesn't, I'm talking about a Mumala Shabbos, I'm talking about a Tinik Shanishba like we have today. I'm talking about a Mumala Shabbos. So he's a Mumala Kolitura Kulay. What? The 613 mitzvahs, he's not holding by one. So 612, that's pretty impressive. No, he's a Mumala Kolitura Kulay. You can't rely on his Shchita, his Pasleidus, his, what? Because that's the whole sort of a Yiddishkeit is built on this thing. Without that, there's nothing. Okay, when Hashem will pick up Shabbos more. He's going to, now that we have the Yisod of Chiddush Olam, we'll relate it to Shabbos. There's a lot of places where that now starts applying. Because it's to share the philosophy of it. I'm not too much of a philosopher, but that's the vote. Beside, have a wonderful Shabbos.
Okay. Shabbos, thank you.
Well, we'll daven on Shavuos that we're able to understand Hashem's Torah. That's the void of Shavuos, is to know that Hashem loves us and everything he's doing is for the good and he's got our back.
Okay, thank you. Good job.